Friday, September 5th, 2008. UFC 88 coming up tomorrow night. Got a little bit of a preview show for you here today. And a quick DVD review before I get to that. I took in UFC 73 Stacked. This is from, I believe, last July. And this was headlined by Nate Marquardt taking on Anderson Silva for the middleweight title. Also had Hermes Franca against Sean Sherk in the fight that Sherk tested positive for a banned substance and was subsequently suspended for 6 months. And the main card was pretty good at the time, with a disappointing Rashad Evans, Tito Ortiz draw. But we also got a good fight between Heath Herring and Minotauro Nogueira, where Herring had the fight won in the first round. He had it won and didn't stay on Nogueira after that leg kick, and he ended up losing the decision. Kenny Florian continued his run up the ladder in the UFC. And this DVD is just really worth picking up for the prelim fights that didn't air on the pay-per-view. Stephen Bonner just was really crisp and looked really, really good in a submission victory over Mike Nichols. George Gurgel pulled out a decision against fellow hometown boy Diego Saraiva in a really good three-round fight. Chris Lytle picked up a really good victory against Jason Gilliam. And then Frankie Edgar and Mark Bocic, a little sloppy at times, but a really exciting lightweight fight. So the prelim card has a bunch of stuff to see on it. A couple of those fighters are fighting at UFC 88. I am taking part in our esteemed columnist Matt Pelkey's prediction and betting contest this month. So here's my preview for tomorrow's show, as well as my picks and my betting picks as well. First up, we got Ryo Chonin and Juan Carnero. Carnero, of course, coming off the surprising submission loss to Kevin Burns. This fight was supposed to take place at 85, and Chonin had to pull out with a rib injury. And so this fight's taking place now. This will be an interesting fight. I think Carnero is going to pick up the submission victory, but then again, I think that's what everyone thought when he was facing Kevin Burns at 85. So we'll see how that plays out, but I'm taking Carnero in this one with third-round submission. Jason McDonald getting right back into action, replacing the injured Jason Day against Jason Lambert. McDonald, of course, lost to Demian Maia, UFC 87, by a submission in just a great ground technical jiu-jitsu fight. And I think he's going to rebound here, and I think he's going to pick up submission in the second round. Dong-Hyun Kim taking on Matt Brown from the seventh season of The Ultimate Fighter. Kim made his UFC debut at 84, picking up a TKO victory over Jason Tan in the third round there. I don't see him having much problem with Matt Brown here. The line is putting him as a heavy, heavy favorite coming into this. I think it'll be a second round TKO of Matt Brown by Dong-Hyun Kim in this fight. So that one goes to Kim by a TKO in the second round. Tim Boach against Mike Pat. Boach, I think, is just going to prove too much for Pat. I think Boach is going to pick up a third-round TKO in that one. Rounding out the undercard, Thiago Tavares against Kurt Pellegrino. This one is going to be a pretty even match. Tavares is 13-2, Pellegrino 11-4. I see this one going to a decision, and I think Tavares is going to do enough to pick out the win here. Going to the main card, Nate Marquardt and Martin Kampman. Here, Marquardt, of course, was on that UFC 73 card. That's one of his only two losses in the UFC. That to Anderson Silva, and of course the controversial loss to Talis Lytus at UFC 85. Yeah, that's... And so, Marquardt is a very, I think, still underrated fighter, despite the performances he's had in the UFC to date. I think he's still kind of just under the radar. I thought he, quite frankly, got screwed at UFC 85. I thought he should have won that fight. Should have never had that second point taken away from him. And I think he's going to rebound here with a TKO victory over Martin Campman. I got that one ending in the second round. Dan Henderson, also trying to rebound. This is really a card of rebound fights. He's coming off of consecutive losses to both Rampage Jackson and Anderson Silva, losing both of his title shots in those kind of unification matches with his Pride titles. And I see him rebounding here against Rusamar Polaris. It's going to be a tough fight for him. It's a dangerous fight for him. But I think he's going to pick up a... He's going to find a way to pick up a TKO victory in this. I think he's going to catch Polaris with something. And but before Polaris can get him to the ground, I got second round TKO for Henderson in his return. Karl Parisian against Yoshiyuki Yoshida. It's another interesting one. Parisian was recently diagnosed with panic attacks, so we'll see how he responds in here and see if that affects him in this. Yoshida's got some really good judo skills as well coming in against Parisian here, and that's been Parisian's kind of thing in UFC. It's been his main strength in his MMA career. But for some reason, I see this one ending early. I think Carl's going to pick up... I think he's going to catch him with something, pick up a TKO victory in the first round. That's my thought on that. My my upset of the night, I think Matt Hamill is going to pick up a decision victory against Rich Franklin. I've seen marked improvement in Matt Hamill in each fight. I think if his striking has gotten better from his last couple fights, I think if he's improved on that, I see this one going his way. I think he's going to neutralize a lot of Rich Franklin's wrestling and power, and I think he's going to be decent with striking, and I just see this being a tough fight for Franklin, and I think Hamill is going to pick up the decision victory. Our main event of the evening, Chuck Liddell against Rashad Evans, another fight that was supposed to take place at UFC 85. I think Liddell is going to prove too much for Rashad. Chuck's last fight, obviously, was that war against Wanderlei Silva. Rashad hasn't really been an exciting fighter. He's been nothing but a winning fighter. Like I said, I just watched his fight with Tito Ortiz, which was obviously a disappointment. He didn't really show a lot until that third round, but I think Chuck Liddell is going to be a different beast for Rashad than he's faced. Obviously, Rashad's younger. Rashad's quick. He's a great fighter in his own right. But I think Chuck Liddell takes this fight. I think Chuck Liddell knocks Rashad Evans out. I think he does that in the second round. So those are my predictions for the fight. As far as the betting is going for the betting and prediction contest, I'm going to go... For those of you who are unfamiliar with what we do, you're given 1,000 theoretical dollars, and you bet in increments of 100 on the fights based on the line. So if a fighter is negative 250, you'd have to bet $250 to win $100. So that's just the basis of it. As for me, I really got a good feeling about Hamill in this fight, so I'm going to go 500 on Hamill. 300 on Marquardt and 200 on Carnero. So that's my betting for the show, and we'll see how I do with that. But check back tomorrow for my live coverage of the show. I'll have a written report up as the show is going along. I'll probably do a quick audio update following the show, and then we'll have a roundtable review of UFC 88 up sometime late Sunday or early next week. Thank you again for listening to the Daily Audio Update. I'm Jamie Penix.